All right, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Natalia.
And this is Till Death Do Us Part.
Hi, everyone. This is Stephanie and Natalia. We are on vacation this week, but we did not want to leave you high and dry. So we are giving you some bonus episode material. We wish everyone a happy, safe holiday. And we are so thankful for every one of you. If you want to keep in touch with us, we are on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and also join our Facebook group. It is finally up and running at facebook.com/tilldeathdoaspartpodcast. All right, everyone, have a happy weekend and have fun shopping as well. Talk to you soon. Bye.
I have a question for you. I saw this on Instagram, and since you or a nurse and you work with a lot of women, obviously. The question was, do doctors and nurses like OBGYNs, do they even notice if you do exercises like Kegel exercises? Because when they do an exam, can they be like, oh my God, I noticed you've been doing exercises. Are you like ripped down there?
So to me, this is really a two-part question. You're asking if, number one, a physician or healthcare provider, because nowadays you can get your pap smears and pelvic exams from nurse practitioners. Mm-hmm. You're asking if they're going to notice a difference in your muscle tone, mm-hmm, from one visit to the next. That all is going to depend entirely on what kind of provider you have. Some people have really great providers, people like doctors that take their time with the patients and answer the questions. Like, you don't feel rushed. You don't feel like you're just a number that's flying through the office for them to like charge the insurance. Like, if you're at a drive-through GYN's office, they're not going to notice, because the volume of patients that they have to care for in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year, there's just such volume and they're so overloaded, or they're shitty doctors and nurses and they're just not invested in their jobs.
But yeah.
Like, no, they're not going to notice, because maybe the last time they saw you was months ago or last year or 2 years ago. So
yeah,
like, they're going to look at the chart.
Yeah.
Kind of just, that's why documentation is so important, because I don't care. And I know doctors and nurses, we tell ourselves all the time, like, we'll remember that later. No, you will not. You will not remember that later. You need to write it down. And this is why, if you went through the pockets of a nurse or doctor when they're on the floor, when they're working, their pockets are full of things like the alcohol swab packets with notes written on them. Because later we're going to empty our pockets and be like, Oh my God, yes. I remember she told me she's taking that one new vitamin. I need to put that in her chart. Like, mm-hmm, those little things. But if you have a really invested doctor, maybe somebody who's known you for many years, or you guys just discussed this at a visit recently, that you were going to work on improving your muscle tone so that you could have a better sex, or so that you could have better bladder control, or so for whatever reason that you're doing it, then yeah, that is something that they should notice if they're a good provider, because that's what the goal of you coming to see them, like, that's part of your care plan. So from one time to the next, yeah, it is a measurable thing. They can see if the muscles are laying very like weak and flaccid, or if the muscles are like tight and clench up easily, like when you cough or on command.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're not. But so, like, really the other thing you're asking is, do they care if you have a very toned hoo-ha? And the answer to that question is, not unless it's, again, because medically we're working necessary towards a goal for you because of your health.
That is fair.
If it's not for your health, we are not just rolling up and being like, man, she's not hitting the Kegels three times a week. If you really want to see a tone down here, if you really want to get down a size.
Guys, come look at more this. Kegels. These are awesome.
No, in the same vein as they do not care if there's hair or if it's bald, like they do not care. As long as you're clean, this is the only thing that really matters.
That's good to know. That is good to know. I saw that on Facebook, or no, Instagram, and I was like, is that weird that I just thought of Natalia? Is that weird?
No, you'd be surprised. I still get the random message occasionally from people that I have not physically seen in years, just spoken with maybe very passingly on Facebook or Instagram. Maybe we went to school together 12 years ago, and they'll message me and be like, hey, can I ask you about this birth control I'm taking?
Oh my God.
No, I mean, not that you should be ashamed to talk about that stuff
Of
at
course
all,
not,
but I'm
yeah.
just saying, like, with no, not because you should be ashamed of the topic, but like, because you don't really know me anymore.
But, you
Maybe
know.
I don't know what I'm talking about anymore, or maybe I would prefer for you to not tell me about your discharge. There's a lot of reasons
You
that
haven't
we
been a
maybe should not.
patient ever.
Yeah, so I will get questions, and I think nurses in general will say that we get plagued by family members and friends who call us with whatever health related question they know we're like involved in.
Well, I mean, it's always good to know, like, my sister-in-law's best friend, who I've known of her since she was like a kid, but now she's like going to school to become a plastic surgeon. I told her outright, I'm like, you're my emergency contact. I don't give a shit. Like,
I trust you more than all of
I
these
was
other
like,
guys.
yeah, I was like, I don't care. She's like, say no more, fam. I'm like, that's right. So, but yeah, no, of course, it should not be something to be embarrassed to talk about. I mean, half of us are women anyway. And so it'd be weird if you didn't talk about
Very, very much so.
it. So yeah. I just thought that was funny.
It is funny, but it's sort of like asking like this double-edged question, like, no, they don't care unless you've asked them to care.
That's true.
Otherwise, it's one is much like the other.
Very good.
What happens when it's somebody's, what happens when you're just transplanting like a cow heart straight into somebody's body? Is that person a human anymore? Are they a
Well, and
cow
then I
now?
wonder if that's like, there's so many like religious things that go into that too. So like if someone's, say someone's Jewish and they don't eat any pork or anything like that, like can they have a pig heart in their
Yes.
body or
Oh,
whatever?
yes.
Like,
Okay, so let me clarify this, okay? Resident Jewish girl here. So, for everybody out there who's wondering, there's many kinds of Jewish people, just like there's many kinds of every religion. So you've
right.
got like crazy hardcore extremist nut jobs, and then you've got plenty of Jewish people that they do not observe kosher law, and that's fine. And that does not make them not Jewish. To be Jewish, you merely have to say, I accept that there is one God, and I reject the notion that the Savior has already been on earth. Those are the only two things you have to agree to be Jewish. So, as far as the food thing, the highest law that Jews have to uphold is to preserve life. So that means if I'm starving and there's a ham sandwich in front of me, I am absolutely forgiven and allowed and exempt, whatever, like however you want to word it. God does not give a fuck if I eat a ham sandwich because I needed to.
Right.
So to be quite honest, I don't think God cares if you eat a ham sandwich anyway. I think that that's a different aspect of the religion. But that's another story. So, yes, if you are truly Jewish and you're not some nut job who's trying to twist the words of the Torah, then you absolutely can use animal parts, valves, blood, anything, because it's to save a life. It's not because you just, you know. So, yes, if I need a pig liver, like religiously, at least from a Jewish point of view, and I would assume also Islamic, since Islam and Judaism are brother religions. I assume that it is the same for them, that to save their life, that they could, you do whatever you have to. That's why, like, in a very extreme way, murder is acceptable in some circumstances, such as self-defense. So, you know, that's that. So, I mean, but like, regardless of whether people would let these organs be given to them, like, we're prolonging people being alive longer and longer. Like, it seems like every year I see a higher number for the oldest living person. And more and more of my patients, they're not in their 70s and 80s. They're like in their 90s and early hundreds.
That's so awesome, though.
I mean, it is. Especially if you're at that age, you still have a decent quality of life.
True.
But what like, are we really, like, how much are we fucking with the universe? You know, like, we're supposed to have an expiration date. It's a terrible thing. It's an awful thing. But, like, if we saved everybody who was meant to die, like, we won't have enough room on this planet. Like, we're meant to live and die. That's the life cycle. I don't know. I get very deep. Yeah. Whole dark universe hole there. What happens when you're just transplanting like a cow heart straight into somebody's body? Is that person a human anymore? Are they a cow now?
I wonder if that's like, there's so many like religious things that go into that too. So like if someone's Jewish and they don't eat any pork or anything like that, like, can they have a pig heart in their body or whatever?
Yes. Like, okay, so let me clarify this. Okay, resident Jewish girl here. So for everybody out there who's wondering, there's many kinds of Jewish people, just like there's many kinds of every religion. So you've got like crazy hardcore extremist nut jobs, and then you've got plenty of Jewish people that they do not observe kosher law, and that's fine. And that does not make them not Jewish. To be Jewish, you merely have to say, I accept that there is one God, and I reject the notion that the Savior has already been on earth. Those are the only two things you have to agree to be Jewish. So as far as the food thing, the highest law that Jews have to uphold is to preserve life. So that means if I'm starving and there's a ham sandwich in front of me, I am absolutely forgiven and allowed and exempt, whatever, like however you want to word it. God does not give a fuck if I eat a ham sandwich because I needed to.
Right.
So to be quite honest, I don't think God cares if you eat a ham sandwich anyway. I think that that's a different aspect of the religion. But that's another story. So, yes, if you are truly Jewish and you're not some nut job who's trying to twist the words of the Torah, then you absolutely can use animal parts, valves, blood, anything, because it's to save a life. It's not because you you know. So, yes, if I need a pig liver, like religiously, at least from a Jewish point of view, and I would assume also Islamic, since Islam and Judaism are brother religions. I assume that it is the same for them, that to save their life, that they could, you do whatever you have to. That's why, like, in a very extreme way, murder is acceptable in some circumstances, such as self-defense. So, you know, that's that. So, I mean, but like, regardless of whether people would let these organs be given to them, like, we're prolonging people being alive longer and longer. Like every, it seems like every year I see a higher number for the oldest living person. And more and more of my patients, they're not in their 70s and 80s. They're like in their 90s and early hundreds.
That's so awesome, though.
I mean, it is, especially if you're at that age, you still have a decent quality of life.
True.
But what like, are we really, like, how much are we fucking with the universe? You know, like, we're supposed to have an expiration date. It's a terrible thing. It's an awful thing. But, like, if we saved everybody who was meant to die, like, we won't have enough room on this planet. Like, we're meant to live and die. That's the life cycle. So I don't know. I get very, very deep. Yeah. Whole dark universe hole there.